Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kirk Cousins on the show at 11 o'clock. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk in 40 minutes. He could get a gasser for that pick six. That was a poor decision by the starting quarterback.
No, look like from behind. Nobody's open. So you do that dangerous, terrifying sideline throw where the ball's got to travel 35 yards in the air that's going to get you 3 yards of a gain. One of those things that I never understand why that's like the focus of the offense or that's like the outlet or whatever it is. And sure enough, off his back foot, it's lobbed out there. It's if to say, let's make sure that Vontez gets a touch. Not a fan of that play at
also
all.
Also a gasser for trying to make the tackle at the goal line.
Oh, my God.
Gasser.
And Jay complimenting it?
Yes.
I love that, man. Please don't love that.
Give me a gasser for Jay Gruden, by the way.
Gasser.
He wants his quarterback to make tackles after picks? Not in the preseason, dude.
I wouldn't even – if I'm Kirk, don't even run.
Remember when Clinton Portis got hurt? He banged up his shoulder making a tackle in the preseason after an interception?
Yes, I do.
It's a nightmare. When he was chasing him down, I thought, please just angle him toward the sideline and never touch him. And then Kirk throws his shoulder out there and lands pretty hard.
Well, please stop running. I mean, break it into a brisk jog. Everyone understands. You give him the YMCA Sunday morning after four games effort here in terms of defense. Please stop putting yourself at risk. You're too important.
You're the franchise. I need my 4,700 passing yards and my 29 passing touchdowns from you.
When he comes on, I'm going to beg him to never do that again.
Game balls, gassers, 800-636-1067. Let's dig into the bag. Let's make someone run a lap here. Let's go gassers. On Grant and Danny.
Gasser.
The first team defense's opening drive where they allowed conversions of 3rd and 11 and 3rd and 14. The ghost of Joe Barry apparently still haunting this team. Remember when he was the big problem on 3rd down?
Oh, I love it.
He's gone now, and they're still giving up massive conversions. Huh. Now, they clean their act up. I think they benefited from some luck because early in the game, they got a lost fumble that shouldn't have happened on a weird exchange. They didn't really earn that. They just kind of got it.
That was very odd.
AJ Francis said, oh, there's a football. I'll fall on it. So that's good that it happened, but it's not going to happen like that in the regular season. Things won't come that easy. And AJ Green had to go to the sideline with some weird groin tightness, it looked like. Something happened to him. So for a couple drives, he was not a factor. And not coincidentally, in those drives, they looked a lot better, whereas when AJ Green was on the field, they had no answer for him. He's one of the best receivers they'll play all season long. And he was torching them in that first drive. So defensively, they got a little bit lucky. They did make some adjustments. They played much better, I thought. But the opening drive, that's a gasser performance out of the chute.
Speaking of the defense, little Fabian Moreau. You know what I'm talking
Fabian
about?
Moreau.
There's something. I don't know if he's got the quote-unquote top-end speed to be that, like, superstar corner that you can, you know, check somebody all over the field one day and run with guys down. I do know this. I like the big body. All right, I like the physicality. I like that he, you know, got his hand in there. It was good hand play at the end. If it was a good throw by a starter, probably a touchdown on that one play because you could have let him go to the back of the end zone.
Still showed ball skills.
Still, he showed him. I'm into this Fabian Moreau situation. He's been the first man down on special teams a couple times. I'm hoping that this is one of the times it works out for the Redskins where they draft an injured guy and are right about it, that he just gets right and plays well. I like what I see so far from Fabian Moreau.
He reminds me a lot of Bashaud Breeland in his first preseason, where it was very obvious, even though Breeland's a fourth-round pick, Moreau's a third-round pick, right away you look at him and you go, that guy's a really good young quarterback.
He belongs in this league.
Yeah, it's obvious. I like him a lot. Kevin in Fairfax, you're on Grant and Danny, talking preseason game three.
Hey, Grant. How you doing?
What's up,
good,
buddy?
Man.
So, Grant, man, you're falling for the sunk cost fallacy, which is basically, do you ever read a book and you just get through some of the book and you're just like, this is a really crappy book, or a movie or a dinner and you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to eat any more of this? Do you just continue eating? Do you continue reading and do you continue watching?
Well, in the case of food, if I've already ordered the food and I paid for it and it's there at the table and I'm hungry, yeah, I'm going to eat it.
And it's really crappy and you don't like it at all. It tastes horrible. You're just going to continue to eat it.
Well, yeah, I think I would.
Here's the difference, though, is just taking the analogy away and just going back to what we're talking about. Where Grant will disagree with most of the consumers, I think, is the idea that the product is crappy. Like, he doesn't think it's as crappy as guys that say, no, I'm not going to a preseason game.
I think that we overrate how crappy it is, sure. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the preseason product is nearly as good as the regular season product. But what I would say for your analogy is, the first part of that food is what the food's going to taste like that you bought in September. It's the exact same thing. It's the starters against the starters. So just because the Redskins don't look good, guess what? They may not look good against the Eagles. You're going to go to a home game, and it's going to be Carolina or New York from December last year where they stink up the joint. You don't get your money back.
Right. So here's the thing. If you're paying $100 a ticket, if you're not going to either of the preseason games, you're really paying $25 extra per ticket. That's it. It's only $125 per ticket rather than $100. What they should do is allow the option for people to give those tickets away to boys and girls camps or whatever it is, so that you could actually put people in the seats. And they should offer it for free, really. I mean, because that's what it is. Give the people the option to let go of the tickets and give it to somebody who actually wants to go.
I completely agree with that. What I'm talking about, though, is a person who is supposedly a diehard Redskins fan who goes to all the home games, who just chose yesterday that they had the tickets. It's really nice out. It's a sunny afternoon where you can go sit at FedEx Field and watch football. And by the way, that's 2.5 quarters potentially of starters. It's at least a half of football of an authentic, real game. Much better family atmosphere, by the way. You can take kids. You can sit in the bowl. You're not getting cursed at. There's no fights around you for the most part. This is not September. And you can enjoy just kind of an afternoon out. And people opt not to do that. That's surprising to me. That's all. And I'm not saying that it should be packed. I'm not saying there should be 73,000 people there.
Right.
But to have 10,000 or what? I don't care what they announced. That place was empty yesterday. It's staggering to me that 80-some percent of season ticket holders just decide, I'm not going to go.
So, I agree with you. A lot of reasons.
By the way, this isn't preseason game four when the starters don't play a snap.
I know about
it. If this was preseason game four next week in Tampa Bay, when it's the Nate Sudfeld show and you're like, look, that guy's no good and it's not worth my time, I can get on board with that. I would personally go, but again, I'm 99th percentile crazy person. This is the dress rehearsal. This is the real thing.
So Nats Park was empty last night. Now, granted, that's a makeup date for a doubleheader. You know, it was a weird twilight situation. School starts tomorrow. And I know you scoff at that, but that's a huge deal for people. I mean, that's either last moment out of town.
I know. I had to work the locker room. I had to do three things for Fox.
Your life is completely different than anyone that would go to that game.
Correct, but let me finish. I got home at 9 o'clock is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all that stuff I had to do after the game, work in the locker room, doing hits on the sideline, taping things, waiting for camera guys. I got home at 9 p.m. in Alexandria last night. If you're a person who just has a family, even if you go, by the way, for three quarters and go home because you don't care about the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
you'd have been home by 7 o'clock last night, 7:30. Like, school being a thing, that's why you don't go to the 8 p.m. Nats game or the nationally televised Nats game last night against the Mets. That had nothing to do with why you can't do something from 4 to 7 in the afternoon on Sunday. Well, by the way, there was no traffic. Getting in and out of that stadium was a breeze yesterday.
Yeah, because there weren't many people.
That's what I'm saying. If this is a family thing, you take your kid. I tried to get my brother to take it, my nephew, because the preseason is the perfect time to do that. It really is. It is a easy, seamless process to go to a preseason game. It's a breeze. And you could have been home by an hour and a half left of sunlight last night. That's not going to prohibit your preparations for school.
Well, I would. I mean, for a lot of things. You don't just, like, wake up the next day and go to school. There's, like, stuff that parents have to do. You have to do all these parental things that just take a lot. That's the checklist. It's why a lot of us don't want games at 9 o'clock in the morning, because that's time you're spent doing menial activities that you never imagined you'd do when you were in your 20s. But, I mean, again, I'm generally on your side, just looking for an explanation. Because I go, if I've paid for it, we're using it. I mean, whether you want to play the squeakers court sound for me from the junkies or whatever else, if I've already put that money in, you bet your ass we're using that ticket. I mean, that's just how we are, or how I am, I guess.
My bigger point is, don't you love football? I mean, that's kind of my bigger point. Like, if you have season tickets, you have it for one of two reasons. Either you have it to take some clients or for some work purpose, or because you like to wine and dine people at these games. And if that's who you are and you don't go to the preseason game, cool. But if you're a big Redskins fan who wears a jersey and tailgates on a Sunday before a game, and you got a chance to go to a game and you don't have plans, if there's something major happening and you can't go, that's no different than when you can't go during the regular season.
Uh-huh.
But if you just were sitting at home yesterday, somewhere within the vicinity of, 30-minute drive from FedEx Field or whatever, 45-minute drive from FedEx Field, and you just decided, this one's not for me. All I'm saying is I can't really relate to that. I just, I want to be at the stadium. I want to watch football. I love football. There's 10 of them. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's why I watched at home in comfort. I mean, I understand your point.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Mayweather-McGregor was a success. What did you think of the fight? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.